It's that your chanting is not just done with your mouth. Like we were talking before, well, you hear, you chant and you hear, that's part of it. But it's not really done with your mouth, because any kind of emotion which is expressed, the mouth is secondary to the feeling. First there's a feeling, right? So if there's no feeling, but you express something that should have feeling, like I say I love you, but I don't really love you. So how do I say it? I say the same words, I love you. And you say, no, you don't. No, I love you. No, you don't. So why? Because I don't mean it, I don't feel it, and then you don't feel it. So therefore it says chanting isn't really done with your mouth, but it's done with your heart. And that's where it comes from. It comes from your heart, then it goes to your mouth. Just as when you express affection for someone, where is it expressed first? It's first in your heart, right? Then it's expressed. All the poetry, all the love poetry, right? This is all expression of the heart. So chanting is meant to come from the heart. It's an expression of the heart. It's a prayer for coming closer to God, for union, for upliftment, for fulfillment of spiritual aspiration. All these things we talked about. So there's this element that, okay, I understand I'm a spiritual being, I understand this is what I want, but then at the same time, I have this other side of me that's used to thinking a certain way, and it tends to kick in all the time. It's like I'm driving down the street and I turn my steering wheel right and the car goes left. Happens all the time, right? Why did it go left? I turned right. Well, because the mind is going left. It's used to going left. So this is called kirtan, and that's really the mood of kirtan, where it's a calling out. It's a prayer, it's calling. It's asking to be uplifted. And it's really coming from the heart. Now I have two drum players. Wow. Double trouble. So you can play kartals? We have kartals here? Okay, I'll show you the kartal. Here's a lesson in kirtan. Kar means to do, from the word kara. And tal means beat. Beat, tal. In Indian music, they say, what's the tal? What's the beat? So kartal means that which makes a beat. So it's making a beat. So it's called kartal. Not kartel, kartal. And this is mridanga. Mr. Mridanga. And this mridanga, these mridangas are used traditionally in kirtan. And one of the purposes of the mridanga is to make you dance. Did you know that? That's actually one of the purposes, because one of the ways we express spiritual emotion in kirtan is through dancing. And so my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, encouraged the mridanga players to play in a way that would make the people dance. And encouraged us, if you feel inspired, you can dance. So I know there's not a lot of room here, but if you do feel inspired, if you do feel inspired, then please stand up and do the asana that Janava showed us.
The mudra.
The
victory.
Yeah, the victory mudra. Yeah. Hands to heaven. Yeah. And it actually helps you don't have to, but it actually helps the expression of emotion and feeling. And japa is a very private, internal thing. And kirtan is also a little different, because the nature of kirtan, it's meant to arouse spiritual ecstasy. So we've talked about it, but we haven't, other than eating, have experienced all the bliss we want to experience. And certainly joy wants to experience bliss to realize her name, and Anandini wants to experience to realize her name. And arti means what? Light. And offering. So she wants to. So ecstasy is as we were talking, ecstasy is something which comes from this grace, this spiritual energy. So we're chanting and the mantras putting us in touch with a higher energy, and the nature of that energy is that it's ecstatic. And it comes as a gift. But the importance of that is that when you experience that, it becomes tangible spiritual experience, which you can differentiate from a material experience. And anyone can experience that who gives their heart to the chanting. And it has nothing to do with your material position. So it's not like, well, the guy who has the Mercedes, when he comes to kirtan, he gets more ecstasy because he has a better car. It's not in that realm. Right? Or the guy who got, you know, better grades on his test, he gets the ecstasy. It's a different energy. And so when we experience that ecstasy, it becomes a tangible reality that spiritual energy is there. It's there. I can experience it now. And it becomes, it builds faith. And it also builds the intention to want to get more of it. Because when you, it's like when you eat something and it's good, you know, you have so many things on your plate and you're tasting them, and this one, that one. And when you find the one you really like, what do? You take more of it. And you ask for more. So it creates a desire to get more. And then you start to feel something very deep, that this is really something like, some poets have said, my heart is like a desert. And all the happiness I get in this world is like one drop of water. And when you're in the desert, one drop of water can't satisfy you. He said, material life is like trying to satisfy this thirst when I'm in the desert with a drop of water. I mean, it's practically, if you're dying of thirst, it's practically better not to have a drop of water, because it'll drive you crazy, just that one drop, because then you'll get a taste. And so, and it said that chanting is like being in an ocean. You know, you're in this desert and you go to the ocean. And it is like just dousing water on this dry desert. So it actually satisfies all the things that all the material things that didn't satisfy. This you feel, this is really what I was looking for. So if you come to that stage and you're chanting, then you're really there. So we're going to try to come to that stage. Think we can do that?
Absolutely.
We've got 21 minutes to get there. Are you ready?
Now you're
going to
get three more
dhamma players. Oh, cool. Then we'll have to dance. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivedanta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Special surprises for you. So we look forward to seeing you, and we'll have a special closing tomorrow, and we'll upgrade the kirtan another notch. Thank you. Unless any of you want to stay, then we'll chat more.
And also, if you want to stay and
eat more. Eat more. Yeah, if you're still hungry, there you can eat or take with you.
And if you'd like to just hang around, anybody like to hang around, I'll be here for a bit. We can talk, tell stories.
You can ask Pancharan all your questions. He has answers for everything. I think I'll go home with my wife.